Evening to you. My name's David Banbury, and I have the privilege of being leader of the Parish Mission Support Department in our diocese. And hopefully we're about to watch a short DVD telling the story of three people and their journey into faith.
God's kingdom is not just about social action and social justice. It's about lives transformed by entering into a relationship with Jesus that develops and grows.
Here are three stories of transformation. Denise is a lone parent struggling to bring up her son on a large local authority housing estate. Denise had been in a difficult relationship and had finally separated from her partner. Through the support of a local church, Denise was able to sort out her debt problems and make a number of positive changes in her life. The love and support of the church encouraged Denise to go to church and attend a Christian Inquirers course. Denise has become a committed Christian and is now actively involved in supporting others in her community in similar situations.
Michael is a successful businessman running a manufacturing company. He and his family enjoy a comfortable life. Michael was asked by a friend at work to be his guest at a back-to-church Sunday service. Michael went to the service with his family. Even though he had never been to church for a Sunday service before, Michael felt like he had come home. Michael started attending worship regularly with his family and enjoyed the family feel of the church. The parish priest met up with Michael and helped him begin to read the Bible and to pray. Michael says that his journey into faith has been a steady and gradual process. Michael feels that a good life has been made even better by coming to know Jesus. As a result of his newfound faith, Michael has become involved in the work of street pastors.
Amy is a young girl with long-term health problems, which need regular visits to hospital. Through the local church school and the local church, Amy and her family received a range of help and support. Amy now attends Messy Church with her mum and brother. Amy says that, "Sometimes when I'm in hospital, I can feel sad and lonely, but now I know that Jesus is always with me."
Three stories of Michael, of Amy and Denise. And I sometimes think what my story would be if somebody hadn't been a witness to me, telling me about Jesus. And the reality is, I think there are probably three options. One is, possibly my life might have straightened itself out. I was in quite a lot of bother as a youth. That could have happened. The two other options are, I think I would probably have ended up in prison, or I would be dead. Now that's quite stark, and that's my story. But a young woman called Jenny told me about Jesus and changed my life. On the screen, hopefully, we're going to see a set of prayer pointers. You'll also find them inside our card, under the heading of Being Witnesses to Jesus Christ. And if you just pop those up on the screen, that'd be smashing. And we're going to pray in little clusters of people. And we're going to have a time of open prayer. Now, some people might be thinking, great, now the proper praying begins. And some people might be thinking, oh my goodness me, can I stampede towards the back right now? Because praying out loud in small groups isn't your cup of tea. Well, praying silently is absolutely fine, but please do pray. But I invite you to get together in a little cluster of four people and to pray. And if you've never done this before, make the prayer really simple. Use the pointers behind you or on the screen and say something like, "Dear God, help Bob become a Christian. Amen." That's a dead simple prayer, and a prayer that God loves to hear. "Dear Lord, help me to be a good witness." So come up with a really simple, short, kind of heartfelt cry and bring that to the Lord. And if you're uncomfortable praying out loud, it is fine to pray silently. So please get into little clusters of four people. We don't need massive introductions. What we do need is a burst of open prayer. Thank you very much. And so, Lord Heavenly Father, as you have heard the simple expressions from our hearts, perhaps expressed through our mouths, Lord, would you help us to be witnesses to Jesus Christ? For we pray in his name. Amen. My friends, those prayers for us to be witnesses are the prayers that may well bring a Michael, an Amy, a Denise, or even a David into the life of your churches.